it's me, Renee. So I wanted to do a short episode about the mission of this podcast, Making Good. And why does a small cafe have a podcast anyway? Is a question I get a lot. And also, why aren't we only talking about food and coffee on this podcast? So I'll start with the title of the show. What does making good mean? So making good is a play on South Louisiana term, making groceries. Folks like saying, I'm going make groceries when they do their regular grocery shopping. And it's based on the direct translation of saying grocery shopping in French. And we all know Louisiana makes our own our own sayings and interprets things a bit differently than the rest of the country or the world. So I took that idea and I added good to it because Church Alley at its core is just a people-first, mission-driven small business. And this podcast is all about the many ways we do, the many ways to do good for the community we love. It's part of our values to be of service to the community that supports us and has supported us along the way. I really do believe that every person has their own unique skill set, their own place where they can do the most good in the community and for society. And part of our journey is just finding that place, right? And trying out all the places in which we're capable or we have the ability to do good until we find the spots where it feels good for us and it kind of capitalizes on all of our strengths and our weaknesses too, honestly, our ability to like challenge ourselves and to get stronger and evolve as a person and to benefit the people that are all around us. So the idea of doing a podcast, it came up when our dining room was still closed during the height of COVID. And early on, we switched to doing delivery. And I partnered with several of my favorite businesses to sell their products in my new delivery service. And so, I mean, we all know, right? We were isolated and away from our customers who we really love and appreciate it. And when I was doing these deliveries, I got to see our most loyal customers and talk to them about their days and their families and ask how they were really doing. And that just brought so much joy to me and to staff at Church Alley. We just really appreciated being able to see people on a regular basis, even though the world was shut down. So my idea was, let's recreate what it feels like to be at the shop, but at home through some audio. And what can we have the same types of conversations we have at the counter when someone orders their favorite drink? So I launched this podcast to help us all reconnect, to bring all the small businesses we hold near and dear to us and to learn about how they are doing. So now our doors are back open and our seats are filled again and we're still open and very grateful. And I get to see everyone face to face. And I wanted to keep this podcast going because I don't know, I like doing it. I'm not exactly sure why, honestly. It's a little weird. It's very awkward to record. I do not like the high-pitched sound of my voice on a normal day, much less on a recording. But I love interviewing people and I love asking people a million questions and I just love learning. I want to know about everyone. I want to know everything about everyone and everything. So one thing about me is I'm a student always. I kept this podcast going so we could continue to learn about the people who make New Orleans so special. But I also, so we can keep in touch with our customers just in a totally new and different way than how we react and interact with them at the shop. So I guess it's honestly just an experiment. I still want Making Good to feel like being at Church Alley. So maybe you're listening to this and like snacking on some healthy bites or like sharing the podcast with your friends and surrounded by community with some kind of meaning to you. So I really do hope that the podcast, when we listen to it and we engage in conversation, it really just feels like being at the shop. So another question I get often is, what is our mission of Church Alley and why did I even create this business? So technically, our mission is to nourish, empower, and be of service. And I actually find that over the years that this is my personal mission. This is how I approach every project that I do and have done when I look back. Our mission is Church Alley aims to empower a more peaceful, resilient, and connected Gulf Coast through compassionate and forward-thinking hospitality products and services. So Church Alley serves delicious coffee, tea, and healthy meals in a comfortable space. We also just launched our first health and nutrition service. It's a 3-session nutrition coaching package led by me. And you can learn more about that by just reaching out on social media or at the shop and leaving some contact info, and I'll get in touch with you. But additionally, we believe in our capacity to improve the health and well-being of our customers, staff, and the environment. So cafes and small businesses, we're on the front lines of healthy and safe communities, especially in places like New Orleans, where our happiness and survival are so interwoven into our relationships with each other, with our neighbors. And escalating climate change and community-wide health disparities means our dependence on each other is growing. So given how small Church Alley started, I'm going to say that I am a big part of Church Alley's story. So it's probably a good time. I don't know. I guess I'm just going to introduce myself a little bit more. So I'm Renee, founder and owner of Church Alley. And my story involves being born off near Bayou Teche to a Cajun family in Lafayette. But I've lived in so many places around the world. And I found myself right back in South Louisiana in 2010. But this time I was in New Orleans and I was working on the BP oil disaster. I spent the first half of my career working for environmental organizations. I worked on pollution and children's health, basically. And I love research and writing reports and holding large multinational corporations accountable for taking more than they give, for polluting, for refusing to be accountable from the negative impacts of their business practices. And that's really what I worked on for a long time before I just even had the idea for Church Alley. So I worked for the Waterkeeper Alliance during the BP oil disaster. I worked with fishing communities from Galveston Bay in Texas to Apalachicola in Florida. And as a group, we collected citizen science, we collected oil samples, testimony on health impacts, and we made the case for just how much damage was actually happening. So in 2013, I started Church Alley. Because I really love waiting tables and I really missed it. And I really miss the hospitality industry. I've always wanted to run a small cafe where I can talk to people all day. I'm a big talker and give healthy, delicious bites and drinks to my community. And I guess the third reason is that I just really got burnt out on nonprofit work and I needed something different. I needed a new challenge. So yeah, I guess a question I also get often is how does my mission impact me and my customers? So I know that the work we do at Church Alley is very much related to my work on climate change and public health. There's like a really big connection. So I'm in my mid 40s and now, and maybe you also identify with this, I can see that thread. I can see that connection that maybe I didn't really realize was happening as I was like changing jobs or changing careers. But the thread that keeps happening in my journey is my work on climate change and public health. So I know that that businesses like mine are on the front lines of healthy and safe communities. One thing that I really got to learn through my nonprofit work was how incredibly important really small cafes and coffee shops and dive bars are to making change, to like making our neighborhood and our community and our state better than it has been. And I, you know, and also I want to say that when we face like these natural disasters that we keep seeing, it really is these small business owners and your direct neighbors that are helping in that immediate aftermath. We are trying to open our doors as fast as possible. We're all trying to like make sure people are safe and the people we know have what they need in the days after. And so I really believe in the mission of like places like mine, like Church Alley, being a place of rest and comfort and just truly being a third space in a time where folks are working remotely more often and where our Surgeon General recently said that loneliness is the leading cause of disease in the United States. So I guess one of the reasons we don't just talk about food and coffee on this podcast is that that's not just what we do. We aren't just a coffee shop or a cafe. Or, you know, and I want to extend that to the bars that we go to here or the other types of small businesses that we spend some of our time in and getting to know the owners and the other customers. We're all an important thread in this fabric in of our neighborhoods and of the city. So next steps. So what are we doing now? So the shop's open. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I'm still in school. I'm finishing up my undergraduate dietetics degree from Nicholls State University. I officially graduate in spring of next year, 2024, and then I'm going to get my master's of public health in nutrition. So I'm applying to schools now. I'm literally spending my free time this month and the next couple months writing letters and getting letters of recommendations and pulling all my transcripts from decades ago. So I originally graduated from college in 2002 with a international political science degree from the University of Central Florida. And after that, I went to work in DC for Oxfam and the Children's Defense Fund. And eventually I started working for Greenpeace, both here in the United States and in Amsterdam. So going back to school at 40 was challenging. It is still challenging. College is for when you're 18 and 19 for several reasons. But one, I'm just more tired now. But I'm really excited, like, what happens next, right? Like, what am I going to use this degree for? And I do, you know, I think I just am going to continue working on public health issues just from different perspectives. So some of the ideas I want to research, that is, I love researching and writing about the research that I find. And so I want to keep doing that about climate change and chronic disease. And, you know, some of the things I've been learning is that Louisiana has rates of chronic disease 3 times higher than anywhere else in the country. And I want to know if there is a connection between climate change impacts. And actually, in the last year, we've seen a number of studies come out, most recently in July, that there is a connection for increasing rates of diabetes in communities that see an increase annual temperature change of 1 degree. So as our summers and our years are getting hotter, we're going to see for every 1 degree, there's 100,000 new cases of diabetes in a community. And so that's what some of the beginnings of this research. Last summer, actually, a report came out saying that there was an increase on all of the days where the temperature was the first day of a season that had a dramatic temperature change. There was heart attacks, more heart attacks than on any other day. So on the first hottest day of the year, we see more heart attacks happen. And on the first coldest day of the year, we see more heart attacks happening. So there is some links here. And we are seeing climate change impacts in Louisiana before a lot of other places are. So it is complicated, but we are seeing an escalation of climate change impacts and like what it's doing to our health and the overall health of our community. So another research idea I want to kind of study along my educational path is like, what role can small businesses play in public health as these impacts are just escalating and happening in different ways? So what kind of action plan can we get set up and prepare for so we aren't scrambling in those days and hours and weeks after a storm or a flood? Or what, LA had a hurricane and an earthquake on the same day this summer. So we don't even know what's happening, but how can we prepare as small business owners to really take our hospitality mission and our to be of service mission as seriously and impactful as we can? So those are kind of the things that I want to do moving forward. And in my master's degree and as I, you know, become a registered dietitian and am a registered dietitian in the next few years. I don't know. That's kind of my idea. And I want Church Alley Cafe to have a role in that. You know, I want us to be a leader of nourishing, empowering, and serving our community as we face these new challenges. Okay, I think that's all I have. I just wanted this episode to kind of shed some light on why a really small coffee shop and cafe would do a podcast anyway, and to kind of show you the link that I see of adding nutrition and health services. And just like where I'm coming from when I'm talking about environmental justice on our platforms and in the shop. I think that's it. So anyways, thanks for listening. And I hope you listen to the other episodes on this season. And I hope to see you real soon at the shop. All right. Bye. That's all for today. Thanks so much for listening to Making Good. You can find our podcast on all the platforms you find your favorite podcasts. You can also find a transcript of this episode and all of our episodes on our website, churchalley.store. If you loved this episode, please share it and let others know about the good work of Church Alley Cafe and Grocery. Thanks again for listening to Making Good. I hope you have a really good day. We'll see you next time.